At first glance, the central atrium of Carl Foundation Hospital's newest building looks more like the lobby of a hotel than a medical center. Carl administrators say the atrium is designed to welcome patients and visitors. Carl Cancer Center Director Melissa Phillips says this atmosphere was the vision of Linda Mills.
You fill it with caring people, and we have a staff of over 100 people that are all very caring, empathetic, compassionate people. But give the decor a warm, comfortable feel to it. Put the little touches in there. Give me flowers. Give me warm wood tones. Give me some music. Something behind this so that I don't feel like I'm coming into a clinical environment. And so those are suggestions that we really took and embraced.
Mills died of breast cancer in 2006, just after construction of the facility got underway. She and husband Doug Mills, the chairman of First Busey Corporation, the holding company of Busey Bank, gave $10 million to get the ball rolling on the project. Phillips says Carl will back up the new building's inviting interior with the best possible care for cancer patients. She says the facility will offer diagnostic testing, screening, and imaging, access to oncologists and surgeons, and a pharmacy, all just a tunnel's walk from Carl's main hospital across the street. The Mills Institute is intended to serve not only breast cancer, but prostate and head and neck cancer patients. This building also allowed the Carl Cancer Center, which has operated since the early 80s in Carl Clinic, to move into a much larger space. And Carl did its research when setting up the new facility.
That horrible, what I call clinical feeling that you typically see in healthcare facilities was one of the things that we really wanted to get away from.
That's Dr. Ronald Sapiente, the head of radiation oncology for Carl Clinic. He was one of a team of experts who visited several cancer centers across the U.S. getting ideas for Carl's new cancer facility. He says they wanted to avoid cramped conditions where patients usually saw their doctor.
You have a relative in a room with you, they have cancer, and all of a sudden all the kids and everything are all crowded into this tiny exam room. There's an exam table. Maybe, you know, the relative has a gown on. It's not a good environment to talk about, you know, life issues. And so the consult rooms are really comfortable to go into.
The new Mills Institute and Cancer Center not only includes the newest in radiation treatment, but also a meditation room, boutique, and healing garden. But the new Carl Cancer Facility is not just designed as a welcoming place for cancer treatment. While both facilities will be treating patients, the Mills Institute is also aimed at research, and a University of Illinois faculty member will be its director. Stephen Bopart, who remains in his U of I capacity as a professor of electrical engineering, was brought aboard in late 2006 to head the facility. Much of his work will take place on the third floor of the Breast Cancer Institute, set to open this fall. Clinical research, that is, the testing of various cancer drugs and therapies, has a long history at Carl through hundreds of clinical trials. Bopart says this research done at the Mills Institute will draw on resources at the U of I to do translational research.
And what Carl has recognized is that we've got wonderful discoveries in science and technology, many of them, of course, happening at the University of Illinois. And we really need to have a means to encourage those discoveries to be more directly translated into clinical practice. And so that's exactly what this effort in translational research is intended to do. And to do that, we really have to just, I believe, get those scientists and engineers and technologists to interact with physicians in a clinical setting.
Bopart says Carl has maintained connections with about 30 U of I faculty members the last couple of years. He says they'll interact more with physicians in the future, passing along their discoveries on treatments at the new facility. Construction of the Mills Breast Cancer Institute and Carl Cancer Center took just over 2 years to complete. Carl held an open house yesterday to celebrate the facility's opening. It's expected to begin accepting patients in June. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.